Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 198 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, I want to share about dealing with skin rashes when you're pregnant or breastfeeding. This is a very common question that I get, and frankly, I'm actually surprised I haven't touched on this yet. And the answers to these questions should inform your decisions about when to start dealing with rashes if you plan on getting pregnant, no matter if we're talking about eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, hives, or dandruff, or anything else. Because pregnancy and breastfeeding are game changers in terms of what's possible to work on. And for some, this reality is a rather sobering eye-opener of information that they wish that they had known ahead of time. So if you're currently pregnant, breastfeeding, or planning on getting pregnant in the next year, here's what you need to know. For some women living with chronic skin rashes, becoming pregnant can provide some respite for their skin. Rashes will lessen or even totally disappear, which makes life through pregnancy much easier. While other women during pregnancy may find that their rashes don't get better or they get even worse, there's no surefire way to know which side of this coin you'll land on, but there is one potential reason that explains the disappearance of rashes when you become pregnant, and it's progesterone. As explained by Dr. Heather Zwicky on a previous episode of the Healthy Skin Show, estrogen levels drop as progesterone increases during pregnancy. This helps to mute or decrease your immune system response so your body doesn't reject the fetus, and thus the pregnancy can be sustained. If you happen to be one of those people where rashes do not improve or they get worse while pregnant, the options available to you to deal with your rashes are incredibly limited. Certain medications may be off the table, and most herbs are as well. Unfortunately, if you decide during pregnancy to start tackling your rashes, there's not a whole lot you can do unless you work directly with someone who is trained as a clinical herbalist. But even then, botanicals or herbal supplements are extremely limited, especially in the first trimester. The reason is that there is extremely limited safety data for many herbs used during pregnancy. Even natural supplements like melatonin can be problematic. And even with some herbs, damage to the fetus is a real concern. So when women who are pregnant schedule an initial skin repair call with me or my associate, they've come to find that our advice is often not what they want to hear. But the reason we do not advise doing anything more than merely supportive that's also approved by your medical team is for the safety of your baby. Certain nutrients and probiotics can be part of your plan, but depending on what's actually driving the rashes, again, much of what will really make a difference will need to wait until later. Once the baby comes and things settle down, the breastfeeding phase typically starts. Some choose to breastfeed for as long as they can, while others might do so for a set period of time. While I fully support breastfeeding due to the positive impacts for both mom and baby, options are still limited for addressing rashes from a more integrative or natural perspective. Don't get me wrong, there are herbs and botanicals that can be used now that baby is here that weren't on the table when you were pregnant, but the options are still smaller until breastfeeding ends. And another factor here, that's a bit off-putting to moms, is what has been described by previous breastfeeding clients as going at a snail's pace to ramp up to appropriate safe dosages, meaning that you really have to be patient with this process because it is going to take longer. And the reason is for the safety of your baby, who will likely be exposed to the botanicals used. For some women who are really struggling, this can feel like an extraordinarily slow process over the course of weeks and months. Patience, my friends, is key here. By no means should my statements be taken to mean that you don't have any options, because you certainly do. but it might entail a lot of single ingredient supplements that are okay to use while breastfeeding over a lengthy period of time. Medication might also be a better option in some instances as well. What I'm talking about are like antibiotics, antifungals, etc., because there's more safety data on those particular options than there are on many of the botanicals. So I say all of this to help manage your expectations so that you can make a decision based on what the road ahead of you typically looks like. So if you plan on getting pregnant in the foreseeable future and are currently struggling with skin rashes now, believe it or not, now is probably the best time to start working on those root cause rash triggers. The reason is that these issues can impact your body's ability to get pregnant and sustain a healthy pregnancy. For example, nutrient deficiencies will certainly play a huge role in the health of your baby. You don't just look at what's going on at the level of the skin, but also what's driving the inflammation and stress under the surface. Some issues like H. pylori infections, if present, can be passed via breast milk. And I've also seen pretty bad fungal overgrowth in mom end up impacting baby as well. Getting your system better balanced may translate to fewer issues that your baby would end up needing to deal with. So, if you know that you've got at least 4 to 6 months ahead of when you plan on getting pregnant, this is the time to start digging and addressing root causes. Otherwise, you could end up struggling without many options beyond medication, especially if you'd rather not go that route. Now, if you've got any questions or thoughts to share about this, or you want to see any of the resources that I've put together for you, head on over to skinterrupt.com/198 so we can keep the conversation going. And then share this episode with people who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or even considering getting pregnant in the future who are also dealing with rashes. This way, they don't end up like other women I've spoken to who wished they'd known all of this beforehand so they could have started working on things sooner. And before you head off for your day, take that moment to rate and review the Healthy Skin Show on your podcast platform of choice. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can tune in each week for new tips, hope, research, and inspiration that is shared. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.